Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today's show, we're recording from Bunker Hills Golf Course in Coon Rapids for the 7th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. We're going to visit with the chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation in just a moment. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Happy birthday to the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division. On August 25th, 1917, the 34th Infantry Sandstorm Division was organized at Camp Cody, New Mexico. The distinctive unit patch was also created that same year by an Iowa National Guard soldier and regionalist artist, Marvin Cohn. But the division did not take on the nickname Red Bull until World War II. The division's birthday is specified as the official unit day of the 34th Infantry Division by the United States Army Center of Military History. As such, this day is to be commemorated with stories, displays, and ceremonies of the unit's past accomplishments. I encourage you to log on to the 34th Infantry Division Facebook site and share your memories today. Attack, attack, attack.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. So I said, today we're out at the Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids on a beautiful day. And the event is for the 7th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And joining me now is the Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Mr. Bill Popp.
Sir Thomas, how are you today?
Bill, here we are again. Every year we hang out at a great, big, beautiful place with lots of golfers.
It's one of the most special days of my whole year, right here with you.
Well, Bill, it's another great day, and we've got good weather. Chaplain Wynn did a good job on the weather, and we've got a lot of wonderful sponsors out here with us today helping raise money for our Minnesota military families.
We have a lot of sponsors. And Phelan Partners, that's you, huge founding partner, and Sieben and Carey, again, founding partners that we're exceptionally grateful for, Alina Hospitals, Chanhassen American Legion, Veterans for Veterans, Fridley VFW Post 363, their auxiliary golf event, Tom Hoker golf event, and
who's that, Pop Communications?
Say, well, we're very honored to be part of this, absolutely.
And a lot of other sponsors, including Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, CBiz, Mall of America, Power Systems. There's a list goes on and on and on. There's 52 foursomes full of golfers out here.
Wow, you have grown this beautifully, Sir Thomas.
And, Bill, we've got some special guests with us, Teresa Compton and Brett Waldemar from Super America, and they've been big sponsors of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation over the last few years.
They absolutely have been, and we are so grateful for Super America, their staff, their clients, their customers, and everybody, and we want to say a very special welcome to both you, Teresa and Brett, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for your continued support of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Thank you. We're so honored at Super America to support this organization with our Minnesota, military families, and our people really get behind this. They get excited out in the field. We have a lot of veterans that work for us, and they get excited when we do our events, our ask events in the stores, and they get dressed up, and it's a lot of fun. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you've become legend in our group in terms of how you are organizing and motivating, and you're having a tremendously fun time in creating, what I call one of the best win-win scenarios I've ever seen.
Right.
Your whole team wins, military families win, our entire community wins. You guys are doing a spectacular job of setting that up and making it happen year after year. Again, we couldn't be more grateful and more thankful.
Teresa, can you tell us a little bit, how many Super Americas are there in the Twin Cities in Minnesota? Anybody, any idea?
Well, we have 170 corporate stores, and I believe there's around 100 franchise stores right now. So the Twin Cities metro area and surrounding about 270.
They're everywhere. Seems like everywhere I go, I see them. And Super America gets in the news once in a while, Bill, but they sometimes don't get an opportunity for us to tell the listeners. We have a network of 36 stations all over Minnesota, radio stations, that will hear the show this weekend. And we wanted to have you on the show to thank you for your support of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and for raising funds to help our Minnesota military families in their time of financial emergency. And can you share with the listeners what you've done to help us? How'd you raise the money?
It's actually the customers we have to thank. So we just have buckets out at the register, and we have an ask week, and this is part of our big campaign, and so once a year we ask every customer, and we raise a lot of money in that week.
You sure do. It's phenomenal what they do. You know, I think Super America, the name says it all.
Super America.
Super America. Super people, super products, super service, Super America.
Brad, I'd just like to salute you and your organization for supporting our Minnesota military families. I'm sure you do a lot of other things to support charities around the Twin Cities, but this is a big one that we pay attention to, and thank you.
This is a special one, and we appreciate the opportunity and feel very honored, you know, to help out the families.
Now, you have other organizations that you help throughout the year. Could you tell us a few of those?
Well, Children's Miracle Network is one of our major focuses also, and typically we've been the number one corporate sponsor of that organization.
Wow.
So
great.
We help out the Children's Hospital there.
Excellent. You know.
And what about this week, Brett?
Go ahead.
We're helping the American Cancer Society. So
excellent. Yep.
This week is an ask, too, so.
It is Super America.
Right. There he goes. Bill's going to start singing if we let him on the radio too much longer. Well, I salute you for all your corporate efforts and to all your customers for coming in and leaving some change in those jugs. Really adds up quick, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
That many stores and those things. So, Bill, we're holding these good folks up. They want to get out and hit some golf balls.
Yeah.
But we wanted to get you on and thank you for supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. We've got a beautiful day here, Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids, and I hope you hit them long and straight and have a good time on the golf course.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Super America.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
He sounds like a pitch man.
He does. He's a professional.
Brett, Teresa, thank you both for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
That was Teresa Compton and Brett Waldemar from Super America on Minnesota Military Radio. We're out here at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids for the 7th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Please stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk to the mayor of the city of Coon Rapids and the city manager, and Tim Anderson, who honchos Bunker Hills Golf Club. And Bill, thanks for joining us this segment.
Sir Thomas will be back. Absolutely.
Be back. Thank you. Today's Yellow Ribbon Company Spotlight is Metropolitan State University. Metro State's Veteran and Military Student Services Department has a staff dedicated to providing support and services to military-connected students and employees. Metro State has partnered with the Minnesota National Guard to host Yellow Ribbon reintegration events and leadership seminars to build skills for military leaders. Metro State is a true partner to the military in Minnesota and have made over and above commitments to help the military-connected students achieve their career goals. Metro State has been a Yellow Ribbon Company since October 2013, and is honored and proud to be making a difference to service members, veterans, and their families. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're at the Bunker Hills Golf Club out in Coon Rapids for the 7th annual MMFF Golf Classic. And joining me in this segment, we have the mayor and the city manager and the gentleman who runs this facility, Tim Anderson. And Tim, I want to start with you. How long have you been running or taking care of Bunker Hills here?
Well, I've been at the facility for about 16 years, but I've been the director of golf for about 6 years now, 6 golf seasons.
Now, you're a lifelong resident of Coon Rapids?
Born and raised in Coon Rapids, the best city in the world.
So when was the first time you got to see Bunker Hills?
When I was about 3 years old. Yeah, and my mom and dad used to bring me out here in the summers. They had a season pass. They'd bring me down to the executive course, let me hit around, and I've been keeping score for a long time, and I've been getting worse ever since.
So, Tim, was it a dream of yours to get involved in running this facility?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. It's always been my favorite place on the planet, next to home, of course. And it's an absolute dream job, and I love it every day. Driving up the drives, I pinch myself. It's wonderful.
Well, it's a beautiful facility, and we've got 52 foursomes, 208 golfers out here today helping raise money for our Minnesota military families. But there's more than just golf here, isn't there, Tim?
Well, it's 350 acres of fun, I like to say. So we like to be all things to everybody recreationally. We're in County Park, which also has a wave pool. But just as a golf facility, we have 36 holes of golf, a full practice facility, full instructional facility, an event center, a restaurant, and several concession eateries as well. So we like to believe we have something for everybody. And if we don't, let us know what we're missing, and we'll see if we can make it happen.
And, Tim, we're looking forward to a dinner tonight. We've got 240 guests tonight for steak and shrimp. The dining room's all fixed up, and we've got the silent auction set up. And we were out here with some board members a couple of months ago and did a tasting, and I'm looking forward to it. Looks like your chef's going to do a wonderful job.
Well, yeah, I hope so, and I believe so. I unfortunately missed that tasting, but I saw the menu today, and it made me hungry, that's for sure.
Well, it was a little more food than I wanted to eat for lunch that day, but it was all wonderful. Tough choice, and we're looking forward to that. Also joining us is the Coon Rapids Mayor, Jerry Cook. Mr. Mayor, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Mr. Lyons, thank you for having us.
This is extraordinary to have a facility like this in your city.
It really is. Yeah, I wish people could see what we're looking at right now, other than just you, Mr. Lyons. It's a gorgeous, incredible golf course, and Coon Rapids is very fortunate to have it. It was some bright visionaries that laid this out back in 1968, and I'm sure they would be shocked at what it looks like today.
Mr. Mayor, can you give our listeners just a little background on the city? How many people live here and what big an outsize area?
So we're about 62,000 people, and depending who's counting, we're the 12th or the 13th largest city in the state of Minnesota. Was that the question?
That was the question. Is it a large area? There's a lot of people. Is there room for expansion?
So Coon Rapids is 26 square miles. We're pretty well built out, but we've got some redevelopment we're working on. We've got some opportunities, we like to say. The golf course out here, if that's what we're kind of talking about here, is a gorgeous location, and I like to remind the residents of the town that they own a golf course. If they live in Coon Rapids, they own a golf course. It's a public course.
And Mayor Cook, I know that at this facility last week, Teed Up for the Troops was out here raising some money for all of the organizations that they support, and I think they were here last week, and here we are this week with we've got organizations from all over the state, as you can see from the placemat sitting in front of us. It's kind of the who's who in the Twin Cities. We've got Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, CBiz. We've got wealth management firms. We've got accounting firms. We've got attorneys. We've got veteran service organizations. They're all out here. And, Tim, you're going to get pretty good exposure at that dinner tonight from some other companies that might come back.
We never mind that. We always love getting in contact with those folks and building those partnerships, that's for sure.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're broadcasting today from Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, for the 7th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And also joining us is the city manager, Matt Stemwittle. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Matt, this is a wonderful facility, and I'm wondering, from year to year, how much money do you have to keep pouring back into this to make it look so beautiful?
That's a great question. You know, the operation of the golf course itself is, you know, self-sustaining. I think we have the benefit in Coon Rapids of having a golf course that's heavily played, heavily used, which happens to cover those operations. Now, from a capital side, the building, some other of those big purchases, it does become part of the overall city budget to help infuse that money, and I think it's money well spent when you look at the overall quality of life that we're looking to achieve here in Coon Rapids.
Now, Matt, there's some pretty good conference facilities inside of the lodge or the big banquet facility. And does the city get a chance to make use of some of those occasionally?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our first priority, of course, is to rent them out if and when possible. But certainly there's a number of city functions that I know I get to. I'm sort of the envy of other cities if we have joint meetings and I get to bring them out to this wonderful facility and have a meeting here. Everybody is just enamored with the quality of the architecture and the setting itself. It's hard to beat.
Mr. Mayor, this feels a little bit like sitting at a resort in northern Minnesota with all the trees and the big lodge facility and the conference. You're a lucky man.
I am, and we are as a city. You come out here in the morning and you just grab a cup of coffee and look out over the golf course, and you could be anywhere. You can't believe you're this close to town.
Well, it's a beautiful facility, and Tim, when the mayor and the city manager come out, do you get to charge them for those coffees?
We charge anybody whatever we can for everything. You know, it's certainly as public a place as there is, but we certainly do try to get in everybody's pocket as often as much as possible.
Are you getting a lot of rounds out here each year?
Absolutely we are. And it's through these great partnerships with the folks that you mentioned, with organizations like yourself, that really drive that traffic to the place because it brings so much awareness and recognition of the facility. So that's really the key for us. Yeah.
Well, this is our first time here with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, but it's beautiful. We're about two-thirds of the way through the day. Your staff have done a marvelous job. Diane Nichols helping with all the setup and the dining room and getting the dinner ready and all that. We're looking forward to a fabulous dinner program tonight. And I've got to believe a lot of our sponsors that are out here today are going to be back.
Well, we'd certainly welcome them with open arms. And we're ready to receive their phone calls and emails for interest in having other events out here. That's for sure.
Mr. Mayor, this is, I can't say it enough. This has got to be a feather in your cap. Not a lot of other mayors have a facility like this to help with all of the chores.
We're extremely blessed. And over the 2 weeks, it's been so awesome to be able to be part of what's such great events for the vets. You know, the vets have done so much for us, and for us to even be a small part of hosting these events, it's just terrific.
Well, we've been, as I said, we've been impressed with Tim and Diane since we came out here almost a year ago to check out the facility, and they've done just absolutely everything we've asked them to do and more. And everything goes well today. I'm hoping to be back here for many years, Tim.
We're hoping to have you back as well. That's what it's all about, the relationship and longevity. That's what we're looking for.
Matt, there's a lot of veterans listening to the show. Are you looking for any employees out this way?
Absolutely. You know, we're always very supportive of our veterans that work for the city of Coon Rapids. You know, we really run the gamut of employment here. We've got everybody that does golf course maintenance to police officers, firefighters, and everything in between. And so certainly that's something as an employer that we value a lot, is a lot of times those veterans bring not only sort of that patriotic aspect to it, which is fantastic, but usually a lot of great skills and things that, you know, roll right into their employment in Coon Rapids. And so from that extent, you know, we wish we could hire more.
Well, there's a lot of veterans listening, and there's a lot of active duty service members getting out of the service as they cut back on the numbers. And I think a lot of those will be listening today, and we're gonna challenge them to get a hold of the city of Coon Rapids and see if they can, maybe if they start sweeping the floors for 10 or 15 years, they might get in line to get Tim's job. But he's so young, he doesn't look like he wants to retire very soon.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, do you have a lot of veterans in your city? Do you know?
Well, I actually think we have a good share. I don't have any numbers for you. But I was smiling, actually, because as you're talking about Tim's age, that's one of the things we're really excited about, is how long he's going to have the opportunity for it, and we're going to have the opportunity to keep him here running this golf course, because, he does a great job.
Well, I noticed he changed clothes from this morning. We about wore him out this morning running around getting everything ready, but they helped us set up the signs. They've set up the system so that we could talk to our golfers. We've got everybody on the carts out there. They've got ladies out there with some beverages and helping them out, and I haven't heard about any injuries yet, so it looks like we're doing all right, Tim.
I think so far everyone's in one piece, and it looks like everybody's having a blast, so that's a great start, and hopefully they finish that way as well. I trust they will.
One of our speakers this evening is going to be the Minnesota National Guard's full-time chaplain. It's Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn, and he wasn't able to be here this morning, but he sent out a note, and we've had him working on the weather for a couple of months. So far, so good.
That's good.
The sun is shining, and everybody's having fun, and we got a putting contest going, and I hope the chef's in a good mood today and getting ready for dinner.
I think we're all set. I think we're all set. We're looking good.
Tim, if any of our listeners or any of our sponsors wanted more information, what would they do? Where would they go?
Well, a great place to start is BunkerHillsGolf.com. If they go there, they can find information about the golf course, of course, but also our event center, our restaurant, which is named Kendall's. Or they can call me, Tim Anderson, directly at the golf course anytime, and to talk about anything they'd want to involving Bunker Hills or the city of Coon Rapids. So,
well, Tim, you're doing a great job today, and we're looking forward to be coming back here in future years. And I'll recommend tonight when we talk to all of our sponsors that they get a hold of you and come on out and see what it takes to have an event out here at Bunker Hills. Mr. Mayor, wonderful facility. You got a great manager here. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough. It's been a great day so far.
That's perfect to hear.
And Matt, I'm happy that you could take a little time away from the office to get out here in the golf course. You probably don't want to go back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime I can get out here, I always linger a little bit longer. But thank you for doing the radio show and for having MMFF out here. And we're just happy to be able to support you any way we can, and hope you enjoy the day.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom.
That was the Coon Rapids Mayor, Jerry Cook, City Manager Matt Stemwittle, and the boss of the Bunker Hills Golf Facility, Tim Anderson, on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Stay tuned for more and follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been recording today from Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids for the 7th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. In a moment, we're going to meet two of the board members of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here's Commissioner Larry Shellitoe.
Today, as we join at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation annual golf tournament, I want to take a moment to thank everyone involved in making this happen each year.
what an incredible event this is. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation is a community-supported fund founded in 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand that there are many sacrifices that military families make. Grants provided to military families create a financial safety net that helps soften the financial hardships that may occur when a family member is deployed. Contributing to the foundation is how many of our fellow citizens show their support and thanks to our service members and veterans. When we help one soldier, we help all soldiers. When we help one military family, we help all military families. Today, we honor those families for the sacrifices they have made and continue to make. I salute you.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalito. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now, we have two members of the Board of Directors of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, retired Major General John Trost and retired Brigadier General Tim Kennedy. Generals, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thanks, Tom. Great
to be
here.
Tom.
General Trost, that was a familiar voice on the Commissioner's Corner. You've worked closely with Commissioner Shalito when he was Adjutant General.
I worked closely with General Shalito at that time on numerous occasions. Way back when he was a 1st Brigade Commander, I was one of his battalion commanders working for him on his division. I was ADC and a Chief of Staff working for him, and then later on as the Assistant Adjutant General working for him as well. So he and I go back a long ways. That was a familiar voice, good voice to hear.
General, I wanted to have you on to have you give a little background on the Minnesota Military Family Foundation to our listeners. Can you tell us how long it's been around and what the mission is?
Yeah. First of all, thanks for asking that because it's really important. Way back in the start of hostilities, we in the Guard had deployed some soldiers and ran into some challenging situations with family needs during the time, and we didn't have any way of addressing them. And about the same time, Mr. Bill Pop came to the Guard and says, I've got an idea, and that idea morphed into what is now the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And in 2004, late 2004, is when it really got started and has evolved into in my perspective, from what I see, a very, very well-run foundation that is providing and for some very specific needs that our soldiers and airmen and we cover all branches of the service, but for some very specific financial needs that these people will occur in as a result of their military obligation and deployments. So it's really been a mainstay for the organizations. Much of it goes to the Minnesota Army National Guard and the United States Army Reserve in Minnesota, but we cover all branches of the military, those that are living in Minnesota. We provide a financial safety net for them and their families when they are deployed, or if it is a latent injury or latent result of an injury during their deployment and it creates other challenges, we can also provide a safety net at that point in time for them. So from the early days when we really didn't know what we didn't know about deployments to today, this is really a well-oiled machine.
General, how important is it for our soldiers and airmen when they're deployed if they know immediately if there's an emergency back home? They're out doing missions every day. How important is it to keep their minds on the mission and get it done and get home safe?
You know, it's extremely important because today with the communication the way they are, if there's a problem at home, the soldier or airman or whoever that deployed person is, they know immediately that something's challenging is going on at home, and that affects how they perform within their unit, whether it be a squad or a platoon or whatever. If they are not on the top of their game, then they're putting other soldiers at risk or other airmen at risk, and that's when there really becomes a problem. So it's crucial that we can take care of those problems before they become a problem and take the soldier or sailors or airman's marine off task, their mind off task. That's where the problems start.
Thank you, sir. And we also have with us a new board member of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, recently retired Brigadier General Tim Kennedy. General Tim, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate being here.
General, you retired recently, and you could have gone and done just about anything you wanted, and I hope you're doing some fun things, but you also took a challenge and joined the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Can you explain that decision to us?
Well, first of all, I've been a supporter of MMF and very impressed with the work that they've done and have seen the need, and actually was very honored to be asked to be on the board, and more than happy to spend time as I look at the needs that we have ongoing today. You know, we're just trying to take care of the soldiers. We're trying to take care of them locally because, you know, the money we raise stays here and takes care of the people here in Minnesota of all the branches of service, and it feels good to be able to do that.
Well, General, we're sure happy to have you join us on the board, and this is your first visit to the Golf Classic. What do you? There was a lot of folks here this morning.
There are a lot of folks here, and dialed up a good day for it, too.
General, we've got a lot of big-name corporations from all over the state with us, but we've also got a lot of veteran service organizations out here that help us because we all work together to try to take care of Minnesota military families.
Yeah, you see the VFW, the American Legion, Disabled Veterans, the Patriot Guard, all of those that, you know, it's part of their willingness to serve and continue to serve that is what keeps us going, and it's great to be part of it.
General Trost, I know it's one of your favorites is the Minnesota Patriot Guard, and they go on about 500 missions per year, and they have the Patriot Ride, and they raise some money, but they've been a huge supporter of this golf tournament every year since we started.
You know, they're doing wonderful work, and it's more than just the flag lines that you see at many of the events. From what I see, they're also creating an environment within the state of Minnesota that says it's okay to be a member of the military. So I see that as really a big deal. And to the Patriot Guard, thank you. They're doing wonderful work. They support our foundation as well, and they ride motorcycles. So I enjoy that too. So we're pretty good with that. So but it's a great organization doing wonderful work.
General Kenny, there's a little story behind that. I met Doug Bly and Tim Leonhard many years ago, and had lunch with Doug, who is the president of the Minnesota Patriot Guard, and explained to him what we were doing. And he said, you know, he says, we get requests from Minnesota military families all the time, and we never know quite what to do with it. And I explained to him that the system we go through with the family assistance centers to do the due diligence, to verify that there's some kind of a legitimate emergency, and to go out and do that. And they said, we've got this now. If anybody calls us at the Minnesota Patriot Guard, we're going to send them to the family assistance centers, and the family assistance centers will send those grant requests into the board. And, of course, General Kennedy, you've been on the board for all now. You've seen some of those grant requests.
Plenty of them, yes.
They do a great job of doing the due diligence, checking them out.
They do. It's great to see.
So it's General Trost and General Kennedy, one of the things that kind of an accident of 7 years of doing this Golf Classic. A lot of those other organizations, veteran service organizations around the state, have joined with us, have helped us raise money, and whenever they hear about a family in distress, they use the same process, same systems, and then we pay the grants. And so I think over the last 7 years, that's kind of an accidental benefit, isn't it, General Trost?
It's really pretty unique, compounding many of our efforts and helping us raise the money. And we're going to partner with a couple of those specific ones, the DAV of Minnesota and the Vietnam Veterans of America of St. Cloud. St. Cloud's going to hold a trap shoot contest there, and the DAV of Minnesota is holding a sporting clays shoot in Hugo. And we're partnering with each one of them. So, again, we've parlayed those relationships into goodness for the foundation and another opportunity for people to support either the foundation or that organization. So we're really excited about what this could mean for the future and even possibly growing it to outstate Minnesota even more.
And those partnerships also help us help the DAV of Minnesota to buy vans, and it helps the Vietnam Veterans 290 chapter up in St. Cloud to help with outdoor activities.
It's a wonderful thing, and we think there's room for growth in this one in the future also. So,
well, General Kennedy, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, and
Thank you. Welcome
to the board of the MMFF. And we're glad to have you joining us, and hope you're having some fun out here today.
Having fun. It's a good day.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. That was retired Major General John Trost and retired Brigadier General Tim Kennedy, board members of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation from the 7th Annual Golf Classic out at Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been recording today from Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids for the 7th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic, and I've got two very special guests with me today, Terry Hennen and Amy O'Malley. Ladies, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much. Love being here.
Now, these ladies are really important to this tournament because ever since last year when we held this tournament, they've been working on putting together something called a silent auction. Terry, can you explain to the listeners, what's a silent auction?
Well, we get a lot of great items that people bid on, and the silent is set up so that they can outbid each other, so you don't know who's bidding ahead of you, and they keep bidding on these donated items until the final bid, and that person buys the item, and then the money goes to the charity.
And so what we've done here is this is the 7th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic, and we've got sponsors that come from all over town and all over the state that come back year after year after year, and they come out and they buy a whole sponsorship, and that gets them a team in the event, and all those golfers, 52 foursomes, 208 folks are out golfing three courses here at Bunker Hills right now. And, of course, you were here yesterday, you and Amy, setting up the silent auction, and you've been setting it up this morning. And, Amy, we've got a lot of items this year, don't we?
We do. We had a wide variety of generous folks donating this year.
So we've got a lot of great items, and, of course, our sponsors are people like 3M and Wells Fargo, Weber Shandwick, Cargill, MMKR, Pop Communications, Lurie, an accounting firm, Federal Premium Ammunition. We've got a lot of good stuff in there that a lot of, I think anybody that wants to golf or hunt or fish are going to have a ball at silent auction.
Oh, they're going to have a blast. We'll be pitting them against each other in there.
And, of course, you two ladies volunteered to take over the silent auction last year, which was your first year, and that was quite an experience, wasn't it, Terry?
We learned a lot last year. We're a little more organized this year, and we're feeling very excited about it.
Feeling pretty good about it, and I looked at that room this morning, and it looks just immaculate. Amy, you've been kind of tracking some of these silent auction items for months, haven't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. We started collecting shortly after the tournament ended last year, and I believe we took our last donation item, which came from 3M, about 7 minutes ago. So
some of those players brought it with them today.
That's right.
But we knew it was coming, so it's in there.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to ask you both, we just got a couple of minutes, but why the Minnesota Military Family Foundation? Why did you agree to help join and volunteer for this event?
Well, I personally am a military mom, so when I found out about it through Amy, I just couldn't resist. I had to be here, and I love it.
And that was Terry. So, Amy, you dragged her over.
I did. I heard about the organization and knew that it was one that would be near and dear to our hearts. And the idea that 99.9% of the donations that are given go directly back to our military families was very important to both of us. And that's why we chose to become as involved as we could be.
And, of course, what we're talking about here today is when we have military members deployed overseas, their families are back here, and the family sacrifice as well because there's one spouse gone. And I asked the military families many times how often they've been deployed, and some of them said 2, 3, 4 times. And I asked them, how often does something go wrong? And they said, every time.
Every time.
An appliance will break down or something will happen, and if there's a financial emergency, then the proceeds from your silent auction and the raffle and everything we're doing today go into the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And because we have sponsors here today, the founding sponsors and the host sponsors that pay all the expenses, every dime that you collect from that silent auction is going right into the foundation to help the families. That must make you feel pretty good.
We are very excited about that. It is wonderful.
Well, you're both doing a fabulous job. I don't know what I'd do trying to run this tournament if I had to do the silent auction as well.
And we enjoy it. It's a good time.
Well, I want to thank you both. You're doing a fabulous job, and I hope you'll stay with us for a long time. And thanks
we'll
for joining
back.
Me on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Have a great day.
That was Terry Hennen and Amy O'Malley, who run the silent auction for the 7th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills this year in Coon Rapids. Joining me now is Janelle Ron from U.S. Bank. Janelle, we just grabbed you off your golf cart here from Bunker Hills when you're out here playing in the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. How's golf today?
Golf is absolutely wonderful today. It's a little warm on the course, but that makes it that much more fun.
How are you hitting them?
We're hitting them straight. We're having a good time, and we've gotten some birdies on our card, so it's good.
Janelle, U.S. Bank's been a sponsor of this event for many years now, and when it came up this year, you kind of snuck your way on the team.
I did. I know some important people with the Military Minnesota Family Foundation, and they were influential in getting me on the U.S. Bank team, so thank you, Tom Lyons.
Well, we're happy to have you out here today helping support our Minnesota military families, and it's great to have companies like U.S. Bank out here pulling to help those families in their time of need. Janelle, they're waiting for you on the putting contest, and it's good to see you out here. It looks like you're having fun, and I imagine you're anchoring your team today.
You know what? I'm making a few putts, so that's my job.
Oh, and they're laughing at me on the cart, so I'm getting you in trouble. Well, thanks for joining us today at Bunker Hills to support our Minnesota military families.
Thanks so much.
This is Janelle Ron from U.S. Bank at Bunker Hills Golf Club. Joining me now is Chuck Haas from the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network, and he's also a city council member up at Hugo. Chuck, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be with you again.
Chuck, seems like every year we have one of these golf tournaments, and we run into you and put you on the radio for a few minutes.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I've been to four or five of them, I think.
Well, I think you've been to just about all of them.
I saw the picture of all the hats. I think I got all those hats.
I think you got all the hats, and you don't even golf.
No,
but you sponsor a team every year, and you bring some good, fine citizens from your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I bring some folks that have helped us in our Yellow Ribbon Network that are golfers, and they really enjoy it.
So you're on the city council, Hugo.
Yes, I am.
How long have you been doing that?
Since 1998.
And I can't find anybody to run against you, Chuck?
Either no one wants the job or I'm doing a good job, one of the two.
And here I thought you were retired until I found out you were on city council.
Yeah.
You're also heavily involved in the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Yellow Ribbon Network is fortunate. We've got a great group of folks in the city of Hugo, organizations, churches, schools, our Hugo Lions, our business owners, do a great job of supporting the troops.
And I know that every month that you have a little hamburger feed down at the American Legion.
Yes, we do. And we shamelessly encourage our business sponsors to compete for the coveted Hamburger Sponsor of the Year Award.
And you have a pretty good turnout every month.
We do, anywhere from 150 to 250 folks. And the business community is support is so robust. Our next opening is May of 2017.
Oh, my goodness. You're booked out a long way. So does that mean you're in the kitchen flipping burgers?
Fortunately, no. One of our chief cooks is another city council member, Phil Klein, does a great job. But and then we have a loyal group of folks that come every fourth Wednesday, and they're slicing tomatoes and flipping burgers and cooking fries and serving the troops.
So what time does that start?
5 to 8. The Hugo American Legion in Hugo.
The fourth?
Fourth Wednesday. Not the last Wednesday. The
fourth Wednesday of every month. Yeah. Now, Chuck, it seems like every time I turn around, I see an email coming in from you, and somebody needs some kind of help, and you're out asking for it, and it seems like before I even get the email, it's filled.
Usually 2 or 3 minutes, I've got the email out. I'm going back and saying, need is filled. Thank you very much. We have a wonderful support network out there.
You've built up a lot of folks in that over how many years now?
This is our sixth year as a Yellow Ribbon Network.
6 years. So at one time, you were a wealth manager and owned a business and sold out.
That's correct.
And we're going to have a nice, quiet retirement.
Yeah, and then the county commissioner, Gary Kriesel, came along and said, there's this thing called the Yellow Ribbon Network. I think Hugo ought to be one of the cities. And the rest is history.
And he fished you right in.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker.
So the only time you get to goof off is in the wintertime when you go south.
You got to watch out for those Navy veterans. They get people.
Well, the Navy can get you. Watch out. Sometimes the Air Force will get you too, Chuck. Now, one of the other things that I've seen that you do over and over and over again is you get people together and you collect up goods and you put together gift boxes for our troops when they're overseas.
We have a wonderful support network that contributes to this packing event. I started keeping track in July of 2012, and since then we've sent 22,000 pounds of wish list items to the troops overseas.
That's amazing, Chuck, just amazing. Now, I want to clarify one thing. Well, so there's listeners listening to you all over the state. There's 36 radio stations that carry the show now. We keep hearing there's a lot of people that want to put together these gift boxes, but they go out and they put stuff together, and then they try to dump it on the doorstep of the Minnesota National Guard. That's not the right way to do it, is it?
No, the way we do it is we'll find a point of contact in a deployed unit, the chaplain or the first sergeant, and we will send the items to them. We send them in bulk boxes, huge boxes, keeps our shipping costs down.
So the right way to do it?
The right way is to get a point of contact at the unit rather than try to send to all the different individual soldiers. Send them right to the unit deployed overseas. U.S. Postal Service will take it, fill out a customs form, and mailing label, and you're in business.
And then when they get those, then they'll pass them out to their unit and sometimes share them with other units.
That's correct.
And we saw that in May when we were over in Kuwait visiting our troops, didn't we?
Yeah, they got a lot of things that we had sent the 682nd Engineering Battalion, quite a few things a few months before. And I don't know a lot of these chaplains that I send them to personally, but I know how to spell all their last names because we filled out so many forms with their names on them.
For our listeners, you might go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and look at our May shows because we went to Kuwait and did a couple of shows over there. And while we were there serving, our troops were there, and here was Chuck Haas over in the desert with us, 111 degrees, serving 2,700 steaks, and we did several radio shows, and you just never know where you're going to run into somebody that cares about military and their families and wanting to try to help, Chuck.
Yeah, I got to meet a young soldier over there whose parents needed some help with operation at a hospital, and we were able to help the parents, and we got to meet the soldier over there in Kuwait.
Chuck, you're doing a fabulous job. You got a good group of people up in Hugo backing you up, and keep up the good work, because I'll probably be here talking about it for as long as you're out there doing it. And for our listeners, we do have a couple of shooting events coming up. One of them is going to be out at Wild Wings.
Yeah, out at Wild Wings next month. We're going to have an opportunity for people to come out and make some noise and break things and support the troops.
And, of course, we put that one together for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation with the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, so that we could help each organization. We help them to buy vans for our veterans so they can get their medical appointments. And, of course, our listeners know what the Minnesota Military Family Foundation does. And lo and behold, Chuck was a member out at Wild Wings, and you got your Hugo Yellow Ribbon group to come together and help us with the lunch.
Yeah, we're proud to be able to support the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, put on the lunch and cook it for you folks.
Chuck, keep up the good work, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom. My pleasure.
That was Chuck Haas from the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network out in that neck of the woods. And he's over here once again at Bunker Hills helping us with the 7th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. We have one mention today. The Rochester Symphony Choral, in collaboration with the 34th Infantry Division Red Bull Band, presents Echoes of 9/11. A free community concert at the Mayo Civic Center in Rochester on September 10th. Patriotic performances will commemorate the 15th anniversary of 9/11 attacks to honor first responders and lives lost. More at rochestersymphony.org. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. We'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Teresa Compton, Brett Waldemar, city manager, the city, the mayor, and Tim Anderson, who runs Bunker Hills right here in Coon Rapids, Major General John Trost, Brigadier General Tim Kennedy, Terry Hennen, Amy O'Malley, and Chuck Haas, Commissioner Larry Shelito of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about Suicide Prevention Month. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.